Hey guys, welcome to the Q Show Gold podcast for, I think this is number 40 that we're doing here right now, which is a pretty good number. Anyways, today I want to talk a little bit about the secrets of martial arts. And I mean, in my view, I've been very fortunate to have studied with some really amazing people. After 1999, when I left my teacher, I managed to hook up with some just incredible people, like Steve Stewart, as an example, being one of them. But I also discovered at the same point in time, there were no secrets. There was information that people didn't know, but not knowing something doesn't really make it a secret. And Dillman likes to talk about the secrets of Kyusho and all that, but yeah, no, I don't buy that either. The information is definitely there. You just have to find it, and you have to find it in a correct order to make it of any use to you. You know, today you'll find that a lot of the things that are done or are taught, they're done basically for the purpose of tradition. And there's nothing wrong with tradition. You know, I'm not a traditionalist by any means. I spent 16 years as a traditionalist, and I'm certainly not now, because I believe that when you're a traditionalist, you're inside the box. When I took a step outside the box, I became a non-traditionalist, and I started to see that the things that they referred to as secrets were not secrets at all. They were just things that people somehow or another back in the day communicated better than they do today. And that's mostly because the way people think is different than it was 100 years ago, 50 years ago, what have you. And I mean, the other thing with the martial arts is they're nowhere near as old as they're reported to be, right? You know, I mean, the idea of martial arts training, yeah, okay, I will believe that that certainly could go back 1,000 years, but nobody's style does. That's a misconception. That's promotional garbage, right? And the kata, no, probably not either. Maybe 100, 150 years tops for some of it. Right? A lot of the revolutions that came in the 20th century. What the monks practiced at the Shaolin Temple is has some legend to it. And where there's legend, there is truth. But it does not that does not state for its accuracy because of translations as well, right? I mean, in the original teachings of how martial arts came to China was through India. And it was brought by a Buddhist monk by the name of Bodhidharma. And he brought it to China only for the simple reason that he saw that the monks in China who were practicing were in very, very bad health. And therefore, he incorporated this type of movement into it. Now, that does not mean that because we don't know what they did, that it was secret. And I do not believe in any way that it was really secret. There were people who didn't know. I mean, depending on what was going on in the countries at the time, I mean, there were secrets kept simply because the government would have shot you for doing it. Well, not shot you in those days, but executed you. So, you know, the secrets aren't really secrets. But today people think much differently than they did ever in history. And we know more about the way things work and why things work, yet some people never really delve into that. Example, your success in self-defense is only based maybe 10% on what your training actually is. Now, that's a very important 10%. However, most of it is subconscious. If there is doubt in your mind, if there is fear in your mind on a subconscious level, you will have an epic fail no matter how well you train. And that includes the MMA guys, because being in a ring competing for a trophy or a medal or prize money is a whole lot different than thinking you're going to die if this doesn't work out. Right? It's there's a much different thought process to that. So it requires some thought and some work and some discovery as to what it is that you actually believe, and from there changing the way you believe to make it so that you can do the things that you wish to do in a self-defense avenue. The study of Kyusho is a great example of that. You know, you go to do a knockout on somebody, especially in the novice times, or even actually in the beginning of the advanced stage, and you get somebody you're going to knock out who intimidates you just slightly, you're going to fail at the knockout. And I can recall a really classic example of this back when my son Kurt did one of his gradings. I'm not sure which one of his Kyusho Jitsu gradings it was, because he made fourth degree before he stopped participating in it and he went into another art. Now, this guy that that Kurt was going to be using for the knockout at his grading was actually a student of ours. Good student, too. Really, really good student. He was a red belt at the time. I can't remember if he left, made assistant black belt before he ended up moving out west for work purposes, but really excellent student. And my son, my eldest boy, is not someone anybody can intimidate. I've seen him put students in their place who were much, much larger than he, because he's actually a little bit smaller in stature than I am. Not like my son Scott, who is basically a giant of a person, right? But somehow or another, in working with Sammy, Kurt had doubt in his mind that he could perform this knockout on him. Even though textbook, it was an excellent knockout. Right? And we were at Steve Stewart's school in London, and I was assigned the task of helping Kurt with his knockout. I think this was for his first Dan in Kyusho. And this wasn't going well. And so Steve came in to check on it, and he watched and he goes, well, this should work, right? For sure this should work. Then he hit Sammy, and of course there was a completely different result. And he said to him, you got to get your intention up better than this, because that's the only thing that it is. It's your intention, right? The difference between most Kyusho people and men like Steve Stewart, it would never dawn on Steve he couldn't knock somebody out. And that's not egotism, right? What do you mean I can't knock this guy out? We all have our fails, but the fail typically is going to be because you do something wrong, not because you think poorly. And that is what separates these elite people from the rest of us, is the way they think. So there needs to be some self-discovery in there as you're practicing this stuff and you're not getting the results you want. What's the root cause? If you're doing everything correctly, you should get the result. And once you start to change your perception of it and are able to put the intention into it, you will get the result every time. Anyways, that's it, guys, for this week's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions, leave them down below in the comment section. I really like questions in the comment section. I never used to care, but that way I'm not answering the same question 3 or 4 times, because that does happen. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you next time. Ciao.